This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More shootings and killings over the weekend. Three people dead after a shooting in Saginaw, Michigan on Sunday. In Philadelphia, three shot dead, at least 11 others wounded in a popular Philadelphia entertainment district, the South Street area. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
We mourn the lives lost and the dozens and dozens of lives affected by this tragedy, not just here in the city, but obviously this is getting national attention.
She was on WPVI-TV. And in Chattanooga, Tennessee, three people killed and 14 wounded near a nightclub after gunfire there. Police Chief Celeste Murphy.
Three fatalities have been confirmed, two of which are related to gunshot wounds and one of which is related to injuries sustained after being struck by a vehicle.
She was on WTVC-TV. Russian President Putin is warning the West not to send longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine. Moscow says it destroyed Western military supplies Sunday in its first such airstrikes on Ukraine's capital in more than a month. In Britain, the governing Conservatives will hold a no-confidence vote in Prime Minister Boris Johnson today that could dump him as Britain's leader. Tropical storm Alex is heading for a close pass by Bermuda on Monday after deluging parts of Florida and causing three deaths in Cuba. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? Top Gun Maverick is number one for a second week. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Having any fun yet?
The Top Gun sequel brought in $86 million in U.S. ticket sales, according to studio estimates. That's a drop of 32% from its opening weekend, but most blockbusters dropped 50 to 65% in their second weeks. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was in second place. The Bob's Burgers movie is number three.
This is AP News. President Biden will mix business with pleasure this week during a trip to Los Angeles.
It's Jimmy Kimmel Live!
Joe Biden makes his first in-person appearance at a late-night talk show since becoming president. He'll be doing a guest shot on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Biden will do the show on Wednesday while he's in Los Angeles to host the 9th Summit of the Americas. And like many visitors to LA, he'll end up on Hollywood Boulevard, where any number of celebrities are honored with sidewalk stars and where Kimmel tapes his show. Last December, Biden did The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, except he did that show remotely. Not in person. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A jersey worn by Kobe Bryant in his rookie season has sold at auction for $2.7 million. The buyer's anonymous, as is the seller, who had the jersey for 25 years. Another of Kobe Bryant's jerseys went for almost $4 million last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.